I have been dreading their arrival for months. The thought of them infiltrating my home, hanging around unwelcome, greeting me in the morning, and getting in my hair every time I try to do something, well, it's giving me the creeps. I'm not talking about the family members that we had come stay with us for our youngest son's high school graduation, no. It's those scarlet-eyed, body-shedding, screeching cicadas that have had me on edge all spring. Ever since I heard about their imminent arrival, 17 years in the making, I've been anxious and upset. I imagine swarms of those ugly little beasts beating upon our kitchen window, nesting in my hair, crunching under my feet when I go out to get the morning paper, and then laying their dastardly eggs in the tender branches of our new trees. How dare they even think of it? I imagined darkened skies filled with bugs similar to the airspace over Egypt when Moses brought down all those plagues upon Pharaoh and his hardened heart. I bugged Greg countless times about the need to swathe our young ash and maple trees with netting before they could be consumed by the creepy cicadas whose sole purpose in life seem so utterly pointless. Why live underground for 17 years only to bore your way to the surface, ditch your hardened little shell on the ground, lay eggs, and die? I made a note on my ever-lengthening list of things to ask God someday. Why? Why would you create such a thing as a cicada? And all I can think is there must be some great big party going on underground that none of us know anything about. And I have been enormously relieved that the whole cicada circus seemed to circumvent my little corner of Lake County. Then last weekend, I went to Ragdale, a writer and artist community less than half an hour south of here. I spent the weekend at a writer's conference, sinking myself into the other half of my life that seems to have gotten short shrift over the last years. I longed to relish in the peace and quiet and isolation that a place like Ragdale offers an introvert like myself. Well, no sooner did I unload my luggage from the car and start the short walk to my room for the weekend than the hostess turned to me and said, "How about all these cicadas?" Well, I nearly dropped my laptop. And there they were, everywhere. Cicadas on the branches, and cicadas on the walkway, and cicadas on the lamppost, and cicadas in all the trees. Brown, shriveled, empty holes of cicadas, and live, creeping, crawling cicadas staring at me with those beady little bright eyes as if to say, "Ha ha, we got you," just when you thought it was safe to go outside. I forced myself to bend down and look more closely at these aberrations of nature. And lo and behold, they were beautiful. In their own way, but beautiful. Their wide-set red eyes didn't seem frightening so much as just curious. Their winged bodies, newly released from their 17-year prisons, were delicate and cautious. They did not rally to attack me. In fact, it was obvious that I wasn't foremost in their little bitty minds at all. If anything, I was the one to be feared by them. My hulking, heavy body a potential death threat if I failed to watch where I trod. Then I stopped and I listened, and I heard the melodious hum of thousands of cicadas, not that horror movie screeching I had expected it to be at all, more like a lullaby sung by Mother Earth to this tender, precious life that had fought so hard to make its short-lived way into the world. How much time did I spend over these last months worrying about the cicadas? I hate to tell you how much energy I wasted dreading something over which I had no control. Well, I've spent a lot of time and wasted a lot of energy during my lifetime expecting the worst things to happen. And yet, when the worst things have happened, I haven't been prepared at all. For years, I have waited for the other shoe to drop, not even thinking of how that leaves me limping around with one bare foot all the time. It's no way to live in fear and dread of what each new day may bring, because the bottom line is that most of the time the terrible things won't happen. And even when they do, you can't be prepared for them. The unexpected tragedies, as well as the expected ones, will still wring your soul out like a wash rag. In the meantime, all the glory and beauty of life can be missed. All that beauty and glory that deserves the time and energy we spend on worry and fear. 16 years ago, when Greg and I were candidating for the position of pastors at Wildwood Presbyterian Church, we preached sermons at neighboring churches so that our preaching potential could be evaluated by the pastor nominating committee, which was headed by our current wonderful, one-of-a-kind Christian Ed director, Kathy Gilmore. The sermon I preached was titled Endings and Beginnings. The scripture verse was the one from the first chapter of the Old Testament book of Joshua. Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. They were words that both this congregation and Greg and I had to take to heart. We all had to step out in faith and trust that our coming here would be the right thing for this church and for our growing family. And I can say with all honesty that not once have we looked back and wished we'd made a different choice, despite the challenges we faced as a church and the tragedies we have faced as a family. That scripture lesson has become my mantra over the years. Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. There are no false promises in this verse, no promise that life will be easy, no guarantee that faith will preclude us from trauma and sorrow. The fact that there is even mention of the words fear and dismay indicates that these situations will most likely arise in the course of all of our lives. The promise is simply this: God is with us now. God will be with us whatever comes. God will give us the courage and grace to face our challenges. God will never leave us nor forsake us. The promise is for good times and for bad, for better and for worse. I would not be telling the truth if I said that during the last few years, as this congregation has planned and built this new church, that we haven't spent one moment in worry and fear. How realistic is that? Even Greg has gotten a few gray hairs. I know he still has a lot of catching up to do, but they're there. There's been an immense amount of energy expended on the part of an enormous number of people to get us where we are today. But look at this. We're here. Yes, there have been worries and fears. Will we find suitable land to build? Will anyone buy the old church? Will we get our occupancy permit before the moving trucks start rolling in? And what if we don't? What will we do then? What will happen next? But one by one, our worries and fears have been put to rest. We were given this land on which our new church now stands. A year ago, another congregation bought the church on Sears Boulevard. We got our permit to move literally hours before we made the great exodus less than a month ago. But our worries and fears for the future haven't disappeared completely. Our Vacation Bible School staff, as well as multiple couples exchanging vows in the next few weeks, have been stepping out in faith all over the place, hoping the facility will be ready for 200 active children this next week and for all the weddings that are happening in June and July and August. And yes, we worry. Are we going to be able to pay the mortgage every month? And I have to be quite honest about this. I'm still very frightened by the full-length mirror hanging directly across from the seat in the office restroom. Worry and fear are normal and unavoidable, but worry and fear should never outweigh our faith and joy, and that's the key to this Bible verse in Joshua. It is the key to living a faithful life. Worry and fear are not to be given the upper hand. And despite some roller coaster moments, not once during this whole building on faith journey of the last years have faith and trust ever taken a back seat to worry and fear, not once. So enjoy this moment. Look forward to what lies ahead. Do not be fearful. The love that we are given in Jesus Christ, who is perfect love, casts out the fears that too often hold us back from living life to the fullest. Yes, we have many challenges yet to face, but we don't have to face them alone. Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. These words guided the Israelites as they completed their exodus from Egypt and began to settle in the Promised Land. And these words launched our ministry here at Wildwood Presbyterian Church. What powerful, timeless words they are. So I offer those words from the Bible to all of you who are gathered here as we celebrate this day and look forward to our future. May these words nurture this congregation as we celebrate our first service of worship in this extraordinary and sacred sanctuary, and as we plan for what is yet to come. May these words inspire those of you who have graduated recently from high school, college, and seminary as you look forward to new beginnings. May these words guide those of you who have brought your beautiful baby here for baptism today as you look forward to watching his new life unfold. May these words comfort each of you, whatever challenges or sorrows you face now, as you look forward to better times ahead. May these words bless us. May God bless us, everyone. For they are the words of truth, words that are made complete in Jesus Christ, God's promise to be with us wherever we go, even to the gates of death and beyond. Now, I take it back what I said earlier about those cicadas living such worthless lives. It seems that these little creatures had a whole lot to teach me. You pray with me? Lord, sometimes we are fearful of the unknown, and we spend time in anxiety and fear and worry, wondering what will lay ahead, and we can never fully be prepared for what will unfold before us. So bless us, O Lord, that we may enjoy this moment, give thanks for this day, and look forward not in fear or worry, but with courage, knowing that you are with us every step of the way. Bless us to be your glad and faithful people. For we ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. And let all God's people say, Amen.